This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Widening the ambit of West Asia conflict, a United States submarine carried out a strike on the Iranian warship Iris Dana off the coast of Galle in Sri Lanka. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has confirmed that the Iranian naval vessel sank in the Indian Ocean. Around 180 sailors were on board. Sri Lankan authorities say 80 bodies have been recovered and 78 people injured. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out strikes on Basij and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israeli Air Force says it has resumed attacks on Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut. The Israeli military has ordered residents of dozens of villages in southern Lebanon near the border to evacuate immediately and move north of the Litani River. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reports that 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the 28th of last month. The United Nations has said that an estimated 100,000 people fled Tehran in the first 2 days following the strikes. External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 1-800-118-797 toll free or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104 and 011-2301-7905. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris, Charles de Gaulle, in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from today to 11th of this month, they will operate 3 additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The flight carrier also noted that they have added 3 flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and 1 flight between Delhi and Paris from 7th to 10th of this month. Meanwhile, Air India Express said they will operate special flights from Ras Al Khaimah in UAE connecting Delhi, Kochi and Mumbai until Saturday. PM Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. The PM will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 4-day state visit to India. Bhutan's Foreign Affairs and External Trade Minister Dinanath Dhungel and Malta's Deputy PM and Foreign Affairs and Tourism Minister Jan Borg have arrived in India to attend the 11th Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi. External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the partnership between India and Bhutan is built on deep mutual trust and goodwill. He also noted that India and Malta enjoy friendly and cordial relations anchored in strong people-to-people ties. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states, including 2 seats from Chhattisgarh, will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till the 9th March. Polling for these seats will be held on the 16th March and the results will also be declared on the same day. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake a visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, Mr. Radhakrishnan will participate as the chief guest at the inauguration of the Rajagopuram Kalashoharan and Mahakumbhabhishekam ceremony at Sri Veerbhadreshwar Temple in Belagavi district. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Early yesterday, riding on an unbeaten century by Finn Allen, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing a target of 170 runs set by South Africa, New Zealand overhauled the score in just 12.5 overs, losing only 1 wicket. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.